stuff. God damn it, I can't hear you, so that's making me pissed off.
I know.
Oh, there you are. I can hear you. I can hear you now.
I heard that you're getting pissed off now.
Barely hear you.
Is this wrestling or what? What is this, Jen? I don't even know.
You don't even know what the hell this is. This is the Pissed Off Podcast.
Well, good.
I'm Dick Cheerful, and you're pissed off.
I'm pissed off because every time I sit down to try to do something, every fucking time, like the last 5 or 6 times we try to do something, I can't. You know what I'm talking about? Well, people don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about recording on Anchor.
Yeah, this is Anchor. This is Pissed Off Podcast. This is Anchor, and this shit ain't working.
It's not working.
This shit ain't working. I'll tell you what else isn't working. Contraflow traffic. Who the fuck thought of this shit? Jesus Christ.
I can't hear you. I can't hear
you. I'm screaming and you can't hear me. It's awful. Get the fuck on this shit, Anchor.
You sound like an ant. Like, I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Lewis.
I'm going to need you to be a little bit louder. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I don't.
Fuck.
When we sit down to try to record something, we can't.
We can't. We can't record anything because.
Every single time. And it's pissing me off.
On. Come on, do it.
Really bad.
Do it. Pull it out in front of me, you. All right, he didn't. Oh, God.
What?
Oh, never mind. It's just you. I thought a robot was coming online.
Oh, it probably is. A really, really pissed off robot.
So, yeah. Anchor's pissing people off because you can't record shit without the other line kind of dropping. It sounds like they've dropped out, like it's bad connection, but instead it's just, it's not working. There's something not working in the app that's making the speaker go in and out. You can't hear the other person.
And let me clarify that this doesn't just happen when I'm out and about. This will happen when I'm on Wi-Fi.
Yes.
This is not something that I can control because I have tried everything that I can possibly do, and it doesn't make a damn bit of difference.
So if you're just tuning in, if you're confused, this is the, I don't know what I'm going to call it. Yeah, this is the Angry Podcast or the Pissed Off Podcast. I'm like 3 or 4 shows in. And joining me today is John Fair from Square Circle Journal podcast here on Anchor. And if you haven't listened, give them a try. This is definitely something that I've noticed across podcasts where as of late, how long would you say it's been? A month?
It's been several months, at least 4 months, maybe 5 months.
It seems to be getting worse.
It's getting worse.
I checked earlier to see if there was.
There you go again.
But yeah, may have to actually talk to Anchor about this. So, no.
Whenever this gets uploaded, I want them to listen to this because I guarantee we are not the only people going through this. They have probably hundreds of thousands of other users experiencing the same frustration. And let me tell you something. That's not how you keep customers. That's not how you keep business. It's not how you keep users. So
call me Shirley.
That's right.
Yeah, you were just doing a podcast this morning, I believe you said, correct?
Yeah, I guess.
Can you hear me now? It's like, I don't even know. I feel like I'm on T-Mobile. Can you hear me now? See, it's doing it again. You're like dropped down really low like you went in the basement.
Maybe I am.
John, he actually put down his phone and went to the kitchen to make a cup of coffee, and he's still talking and laughing, but I can't hear shit because he's in the other room. This is what my wife does to me all the time. She thinks I can hear her. She's like 3 bedrooms down in the house, and she's like, and I'm like, what? She's like, how can you mean I'm like, you got a phone. You just call me. It's like we're using the Anchor app to communicate in my house half the time. See, I hear him laughing. He's not in the same room. He's in the kitchen.
I'm in a different room, and soon I will be speaking with auto-tune. T-Pain style. there you go. I don't know what you're doing.
A whole laundry list of things that makes me made me angry this weekend. Besides the contraflow traffic, which we've been trying to guess for like the last month, what they've been doing. It's like who thought of this fucking shit that you work for the county, you don't know when the goddamn school starts? Get the fuck out of here. So they've been working on the road. They repaved this whole section, and all they did was move the goddamn line 6 inches to the left. They repaved the fucking road to move the line 6 inches to the left. And I was like, oh, they're going to make four lanes. Well, instead, they made like the two lanes a little bit longer. But it's like you didn't have to repave the fucking road for that part because you had this whole section blocked off. And then they decided, well, this lane will go this way at night and this way in the morning. And I'm like, well, gee, that's fucking going on. And so nobody used the contra lane this morning. So that was genius. But the best part was that even though nobody was using the contra lane, all these side roads that they take turns coming in and out. And it's today, for whatever reason, they decided, fuck those people, which I love because fuck those people. You live on the wrong side of the road. I'm sorry. You got to know how to get out in traffic.
That's right.
The main highway should not be stopping to let every other car out. It's fucking idiotic, and it's made this whole fucking mess. And, so those assholes had to wait today. Privileged bitches had to wait. They live on the right side of the road. Anyway, no telling how much goddamn money the county spent to fix the roads. Just for people to say, yeah, fuck those people. They can just get out when they can because they're making a fucking right turn. It's like you just look and there's a hole. You go. You just turn and trap. It's not very fucking hard to do. As this semi truck blocks my fucking driveway.
Of it. Do you ever just fantasize about running into those trucks?
I fantasize being Magneto and crushing cars.
Even better.
These guys have fucked up my drive. We share a driveway with a trucking company, and they've totally fucked this driveway. And then now they go in the middle where it's not totally fucked. And it's like, yeah, thanks. Block me the fuck out in your big fucking ton rock truck and ruin the only part of the driveway that's good for my car since you're driving in these fucking monster truck wheels.
Pathetic.
I think Anchor dropped out on me again.
Can you hear me now?
I can. You're in the bathroom, I believe.
I'm in the Shark Tank.
Life in a nutshell. It's been all of it, actually. I mean, I can talk a little bit more. Let me just say this. When people invite you over, say, oh, let's get together and have dinner. So-and-so's in town. And it's like, I'm thinking in my head, it's like, I don't really give a fuck about those people, but my wife wants to go. She feels obligated to go.
Sure.
And I'm just like, God damn it, because we have a newborn, and I don't really want to take the newborn out. And every time we've ever gone over to this house, somebody in this house or is invited over is sick. And we've gone through this so many times with my daughter, who's older. And now with a newborn, I'm just like, this is going to fucking suck. And sure enough, every time we go over, it's like something like it happens. So I'm just waiting. It's Monday. That was Friday. So probably tomorrow, I'm expecting to see a fever. Somebody in our house is going to have a fever tomorrow. Because every time we go over there, it just fucking sucks. And they're assholes. And so anyway, we go over there, and then the one that called us earlier in the day to remind us, hey, dinner's at 5:30, wasn't even there. showed up 2 hours late. 2 hours late to their own thing. And so they didn't cook. And then so the food that was there was just like hot dogs. You invited us over for hot dogs. It wasn't a barbecue, mind you. We had hot dogs. It wasn't even on the grill? Wasn't even on the grill.
That
wasn't on the grill.
That pisses me off.
I was just like so fucking pissed. I just started drinking beer. There was beer in the cooler. I just started drinking their beer. You're gone. Fuck you. I'm drinking your beer. And I was just like, dude, you told us there'd be like chicken and there'd be like steak and this and that. And I get, and there's hot dogs.
What did they do? They didn't grill them. They didn't grill them.
They just boiled them.
Oh my God.
And then they didn't have enough.
Huh.
I was just like, I felt like, what's his name? I felt like Superhuman on Twitter. I was like, fuck this shit. And then I powerbombed them through a table.
There you go. That's how you do it.
That was my, that's how my weekend fucking started. That's how it started. By the time I got to last night, Sunday night, I was like, I need a weekend from my weekend.
Yeah.
I was just like, let's get this week started.
I find that weekends can often be, at least when you have kids, weekends can be more exhausting than weekends.
Oh, it's awful. And then we wake up and do this shit. And fucking anchor.
I know. Cherry on top.
Anyway.
What really pissed me off, Sam, was last week, I had to take my kid to a doctor's appointment. So I had to take my daughter with me.
Yeah, you're back. So. Welcome back.
Oh, you can hear me now. Did you hear anything I said?
I heard I had to take my daughter with me.
Yeah, to a doctor's appointment for my other kid.
It's awful. Oh.
And so me and my daughter, we were sitting in the waiting room, and I asked her to clean up the toys, you know, because how they have the toys sitting out in the waiting rooms and stuff like that. And there's this old fat woman who took up about the size of two chairs, sitting there with her hips hanging over to her sides, and she looks at her. She said, "Oh, she's so precious." Woman looks at it.
Anchor is just like ass raping you right now.
And then she says, "Oh, so thorough. She's a thorough job, but she's not picking up anything." and I look at the woman, and I ignore. I don't say a word to her. I just kind of look at her, saying, "Oh, she's so sweet. She's doing such a thorough job. She hasn't put one single toy on that shelf." Okay, that's not
yes.
a thorough job. That's called not listening.
Fucking kids. Anyway, why don't they listen? I have to tell my kid like 50 times to do something. I was like, last night I asked her, I said, "Hey, take this paper bowl, take it to the kitchen and throw it in the trash." She's like, "All right." She takes the bowl and I'm like, "All right, yeah." And then like 10 minutes later, I walk in the kitchen and the bowl's on the fucking floor. It's on the floor by the trash can. And I'm like,
yep,
dude.
Same exact thing happened to me last week with a bag of Sun Chips. Empty bag. I say, okay, go put that in the trash. I come back an hour or two later.
It doesn't make
right
any sense.
To the trash can. It's like they don't look. They don't look as they put it into the can.
It doesn't make any sense. This was 3 feet from the trash can. It could have just fallen out and landed 3 feet away. I was just like, dude, get back in here. It's like, didn't I ask you to throw this away? She was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, did you just get in the kitchen and just set it down?
But then they act confused. When you confront them about something like this, they act confused. Like they're not sure what you had asked them to do. You know, they kind of look at you with like an inquisitive facial expression. Acting like, oh, this is the first time that they've heard you say this.
Oh.
It's infuriating.
It's every day.
It's constant. It's every day.
Nobody in my house can find anything
every
either.
Every single day. Oh, no.
I have to get up and search for everything. Phones, TV remotes.
Yeah.
Whatever. Everything's lost at any given moment. Drives me nuts.
But even if none of it is my thing, you have to look for it.
I don't have things. I've moved beyond having things because I have to search for everybody else's things. Oh man, it's ridiculous. Anyway, I think this is the longest pissed off podcast we've had so far. I'm running like 16 minutes. It's Monday.
I'm fired up.
Had to cover the whole weekend. Mondays suck.
I hate Mondays.
They're awful. Thank you for joining me today.
Really pissed me off.
I knew you were pissed off, so I was
you're welcome.
This would be perfect.
I usually am, so if you ever need a second hand.
Well, hopefully Anchor gets to the bottom of this shit. If you're listening, Anchor, get to the bottom of this shit. Because we're pissed off. We're about to jump ship somewhere else.
Oh, I'm going to sue him.
You hear
I'm
that?
Not quite
Squares
sure how
journal,
yet, but I'm going to sue him.
John Fair. He's going to sue Anchor. And
I'm
Dick Cheerful.
I don't know
how pissed off podcast may just jump ship, you know. By jump ship, I mean we're.
And those hundreds of thousands of people I mentioned who are also probably experiencing the same things.
There
we can
you
have
go.
A whole class action on our hands. So get it together, Anchor.
And on that note.
My God.
fuck it. I don't know. It's Monday. Just say fuck it. Say fuck it for the rest of the week. Be pissed off. I think, that's my
right.
advice.
Don't fight it.
Don't fight it. Just give in to the anger. Let it flow through you.
And I feel a little bit better right now. It'll last maybe 5 minutes. But right now, in this moment,
you come on the Pissed Off podcast, you feel better. You let that shit out of your system. This is therapy.
That's right.
Yeah. All right.
It is therapy. And I've
you got a lot. Well, bring it tomorrow because. That's it for today. So, to everybody out there, fuck off.
Yeah.